Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for April 2021. Hello there. Welcome back to season two of our little podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors, brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. This episode, we celebrate the children and youth in our neighborhood who bring so much joy and life to our communities. For episode two, we'll hear a collective poem written by our young residents living in Little Tokyo, music from Radio Little Tokyo, words from Mia Iwataki, and a ukulele song from Chester E.K. It's April, but we're celebrating early for Japanese Children's Day, or Kodomo no Hi, on May 5th, or 5-5. Many of the Japanese holidays are easy to remember by their dates, 1-1, 3-3, 5-5, 7-7. If you've seen JACCC lately, you may have noticed the enormous carp and whale flags, or koinobori, swimming in the wind. For Kodomo no Hi, we honor each child in our lives by hanging a koinobori flag to wish them good luck on their journey ahead. Before the pandemic, JACCC would celebrate Kodomo no Hi and Mexican Dia de los Niños as Fiesta Matsuri, or Festival Festival. How does your community and family celebrate the kiddos in your life, or celebrate you if you're a kid? Last episode, we introduced the Japanese 72 micro seasons, or little seasons, based on what we might see in nature. In addition to Children's Day, this episode is themed to the micro seasons of April, including distant thunder, swallows return, wild geese fly north, first rainbows, first reeds sprout, last frost, rice seedlings grow, and peonies bloom. Have you seen the seasons changing? Swallows actually nest in JACCC's roof and fly around downtown. I saw a goose flying over my home back to their home in the LA River. And some of my neighbors have peonies and other flowers that are looking beautiful. But I'm still keeping an eye out for those rainbows. Each month, JACCC and Sustainable Little Tokyo host free art workshops with the youth residents living in Little Tokyo. During the pandemic, teaching artist Britt Ko has been organizing at-home art kits and Zoom workshops so we can continue making art together. Take a listen to this group poem written by our young resident artists.
When I grow up, I'd like to be able to own a house, get rid of my fear of heights, learn a song to sing at church, do animation. When I grow up, I want to be able to get money to help out my family, draw some anime characters with my siblings, get rid of my fear of the night, and play Roblox.
Thank you so much to our young artist residents here in Little Tokyo for helping us imagine a bright future together without fear, with a sense of belonging, music, and of course, more anime. And now, broadcasting from the near past and retro future, 1460 AM KTYM Radio Little Tokyo. Margot Morales has been perusing JACCC's 78 record collection. These musical gems were donated by Matao Uwate from his famous local radio station for Japanese oldies and pop hits. Radio Little Tokyo was on the air for over 35 years and home to over 10,000 records. Little Tokyo Little Podcast carries on this legacy so the music doesn't stop. Margot, take it away.
Namiki ni tomoru machi no hi o を追って一人さまよう銀座裏そっと寄り添う木野の陰に恋のかけらをまたつなぐああいつまでも抱いて歌おうか東京ブルース知るばかりああ苦しく胸で歌おうか東京ブルースに止めて涙ぐんでる銀座裏スカイラインの溶け込む闇に残るテールがなぜ恋しああしみじみと呼んで歌おうか東京ブルース
This just in, hot off the press. Get your news here and your community updates. Hear the hot goss. There is so much going on in Little Tokyo, even during the lockdown. Let's hear words by legendary activist, writer, and local historian Mia Iwataki. Spill the tea, Mia.
Hi, I'm Mia Iwataki, and I love murals. Murals have been a part of the cultural landscape, from the first cave murals found in 30,000 BC in Francis Chauvet-Pedreux, to the social and political artwork of Diego Rivera in the 1930s, and in Little Tokyo today. Murals do many things. They create vibrant neighborhoods where people want to live and visit. They bring beauty, attract new businesses and customers,boost the economy. They make walking tours more fun. Murals can provide a window into or insights into a community. They encourage conversations and expand thought. Every painting is unique. And murals encourage you to slow down and appreciate your surroundings. It brings art to the public and makes the public more aware of art.Last year, the nation was shaken by racism, violence, and protests, immediately followed by a deadly pandemic. Little Tokyo did not escape these upheavals, but drew upon the Issei pioneer spirit of survival to rebuild, repair, and reframe. we face the challenge of the new normal, and a proliferation of murals lifted our spirits. Gwen Muranaka visited these murals in her J-Town Beat column. She writes, "Outside on 2nd Street, three delicate gold finches took flight at RIF LA, where store owner Jeff Malabanan has vowed to rebuild and has also stood in solidarity with those protesting police brutality. The finches are a subtle dig at Amy Cooper, the white woman who called police on a black birdwatcher in Central Park, New York City. Across the street, Nina Simone, in a twilight palette of violets and indigo, graces the storefront of Mark's Shoe Boutique. Simone was a civil rights activist who used her remarkable talent to convey rage at racism in songs like Mississippi Goddamn and Backlash Blues, written with poet Langston Hughes. On 1st and San Pedro Streets, not far from where Charlie Parker and Miles Davis once played when the neighborhood was Bronzeville, the muralists painted a Lady of Angels as a black woman, her six arms outstretched, representing the pillars of society, education, progress, pride, arts, unity, and love. With City Hall looming, the artists chose San Pedro Street across from Toriumi Plaza, where the National Guard staged, to paint a mural of raised fists in different colors. Thanks for the description, Gwen. These murals were extremely significant. They captured a present-time snapshot of Little Tokyo, revealing a fighting spirit as well as a deep current of cross-cultural understanding and healing. These murals represented Little Tokyo in a way that made me proud. So, murals are an artistic opportunity to educate and show who we are. Home is Little Tokyo, a mural on Central between 2nd and 3rd Streets, is a vibrant homage to the enduring spirit of the community, from Issei to Camp to 442nd Vets to Redress to Save Little Tokyo. Artist Tony Osumi reached out for local input and support, and the mural became a shared vision honoring our history and heritage. It has become a centerpiece that the community has a stake in. Little Tokyo is 4 valuable acres of land, housing the legacy of the Japanese-American community. In this precious space, every new mural and every piece of public art counts. We should entrust this work with local artists who are part of the community and understand the significance of Little Tokyo. This is Mia Iwataki for Little Tokyo Little Podcast.
Once again, I'm proud to introduce Chester E.K. back to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast stage. Chester is our local ukulele heartthrob, teaching ukulele to our local seniors with Bob and Ken since 2015. With our senior residents and many of our staff finally getting vaccinations, we are one step closer to jamming together in person. But until then, let's sit back and enjoy ukulele tunes by the one and only Chester E.K.
Irakano nami to kumo no nami kasanaru nami no nakazora wo tachibana kaoru asakaze ni Kuoyomuya koinobori hirakeru hiroki kono kuchi ni fune o
Wraps up our spring episode, season 2, episode 2. Thank you so much to our young residents in Little Tokyo, Britt, Margot, Matao, Hirokazu, Mia, Chester, and you, our listeners. See you in May for episode 3, celebrating our community's unsung heroes in honor of May Day and Dia de los Madres. Little Tokyo, Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We're wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo, Little Podcast.